Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so anytime there's a new mock draft, we have Sully crunch the numbers, parse out the most interesting tidbits, and package it together in a rapid fire. I don't even know what this happy horse bleep is called. But here it comes.
Mock draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
All right, so this is the CBS Sports latest mock draft.
So this would have to be credible. I mean, CBS is a credible media company.
Yes, CBS Sports. So, you know, I'm just waiting. One of these times, can we have a different number one pick? Nick Bosa, again, defensive end, Ohio State.
Fine, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't believe for a second Cliff Kingsbury wants Josh Rosen. I don't care if he said he's my guy. I think Josh Rosen will be traded by the Arizona Cardinals, and I do believe the Arizona Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray.
Wow.
Now, whether it's at 1 or 3 or 5, I really believe the Cardinals. You don't hire Cliff Kingsbury to have a classical drop-back passer. Keep your eye on that. There, you wanted to sex up the number one pick? There it is.
So, number two, a guy that's been climbing up draft boards, Josh Allen. He's the edge from Kentucky. He's really been jumping up the boards. Number three, Quinnen Williams.
I love him.
These two guys are firmly in the top five at pretty much any mock.
Quinnen Williams, the single best defensive lineman I've seen all year long. Absolutely fabulous. What's your question?
No, there is no question because those two guys are just seem to be firmly in the top five every single board. Yeah. But Josh Allen, if anything, he's the one that's really climbed.
Yeah, and I think it's just trying to find that next Khalil Mack, that guy off the edge, that Von Miller. Josh Allen's a productive player. I don't have anything negative to say about him, but if you're asking me, I would take Quinnen Williams over.
So, number four, here's where it gets interesting. The Raiders have traded their pick to the Giants.
Kill me.
Giants select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State.
Yeah, I select launching Dave Gettleman out of a cannon because if they would have just tanked instead of winning meaningless games, they wouldn't have to give up assets to move up in the draft. What did they give up to move up?
Unfortunately, it doesn't outline the exact trade. It just says in a mock trade with the Raiders.
Yeah. Giants give up things that will upset Mike in order to go to 4 and take Dwayne Haskins.
Simply said, the Giants can't afford to pass on a quarterback again. So, number five, this is interesting because the Buccaneers are taking Greedy Williams, and we've seen Greedy Williams fall to, like, mid-20s in some
drafts. That's because we're not at the combine yet. These mock drafts are, like, just dipping in the punch bowl. Should I criticize? I don't have anything to criticize. I love Greedy Williams.
No, I mean, you think he deserves to be at the top of the draft. It's been confusing why he's been falling.
The two biggest fallers are Greedy Williams and Dexter Lawrence, and I think they're both ridiculous.
Dexter Lawrence, more on him in a moment. But number six in that trade, so now the Raiders picking at 6. They are taking a guy who is in the top 10 in every single draft, if not top 5, Rashawn Gary, defensive tackle, Michigan.
You know what? Have somebody smarter than me explain it. I'm not going to waste my time on Rashawn Gary. I just don't get it. Not productive. Workout warrior. I don't get how he's in the top 10. Leave it. Let someone not named Todd McShay justify that and explain that to me.
All right. I said Lions have an interesting pick. Number 8 overall, Detroit takes a tight end.
What?
TJ Hockenson from Iowa.
I'm out.
A tight end the Lions are taking.
I quit. No. I'm not allowing that.
Do you want the description?
Yeah.
Lions are reportedly interested in finding a tight end target to help their offense, and there are two elite prospects out of Iowa in this class. They go with Hockenson here, who is coming off a season that's even better than what either fellow prospect Noah Fant or current 49ers star George Kittle ever did with the Hawkeyes.
Let me get this straight. The Lions in a 5-year span would draft 2 tight ends in the top 10. And in a decade span, 3 tight ends in the first round.
Right.
And you think I'm going to be happy about this?
Well, the last tight end they drafted is a Pro Bowler. Just not with them.
If that happened, this town would burn.
Yeah. That's the first time we've seen the Lions projected to take a tight end at number
8. In the top 10? Are you kidding me? Who'd they pass up in this draft to draft a tight end?
Yeah, so in number 9 and 10, pair of defensive tackles. Bills, Ed Oliver, number 9. Browns, Dexter Lawrence, number 10.
I love Dexter Lawrence. Go ahead. I'm not going to comment on the Lions taking a tight end. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so then number 11, this is a team we haven't seen really rumored with Kyler Murray, but the Bengals, Kyler Murray at 11. What do you think of that?
Sure. Mike, I don't think Kyler Murray's getting outside of the top 10. But yes, if it's Miami, if it's Cincinnati, no team surprises me. If you don't have a quarterback, you best get one. So that's it. Nothing surprises me.
So if you round out the top 15, this is what we've been talking about. 4 quarterbacks going in the top 15. They have Drew Lock from Missouri going to the Dolphins at 13. Then they have Daniel Jones, Duke, going to the Redskins at 15. Fair to say, Mike, that there's a really good chance there's going to be 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 15?
I'd be surprised if it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I think 4 go in the top 15, and you even have a chance at 5 in the first round total if Will Greer creeps up.
Yeah, geez.
So, yeah, people need quarterbacks. Yes.
Number 20, I want David to weigh in on this as well. Steelers, a linebacker they're taking, and it's not Devin Bush. To be honest with you, this is the lowest I've seen this guy fall.
Devin White?
Devin White.
Oh, come on.
LSU to the Steelers at number 20.
That's the guy I want. He's not going to fall
to 20.
There
is no way.
But I love Devin White.
I bet you any amount of money.
I love White.
That's insane.
I love White.
You love White, you said?
I love White.
Oh, boy.
All right, Ravens, Hollywood Brown. Wide receiver, Oklahoma at 22. What do you think about him with Lamar Jackson? That'd be a good fit?
Yeah, I like him a lot. And it's sad he didn't get to show his stuff late in the year after that foot injury happened, especially in the playoff game. Hollywood Brown's a damn good player. And Lamar Jackson throws a damn good deep ball. Lamar's problems are accuracy underneath. But they need weapons there. Yes, I like that pick. Where's Megatron 2.0, DK Metcalf?
I will have a note on him in a second. Be patient, please. Number 20, you have, or excuse me, not 20, 24, you have the Eagles, Montez Sweat. Then 26, you have Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle from Clemson. So, again, these two guys projected top 10 at times, but Christian Wilkins has been falling. Montez Sweat has been falling.
Yeah, I you know what, Mike? Let's get to the combine, and then I guess we'll have a better discussion about this. Those are two really productive players that I just don't think will be there at this point in the draft at all. Those would be steals for those teams.
27, you have the Raiders. This is a guy that's been projected in the second round, but now he's maybe creeping up into the first round.
Oh, God.
Raiders, N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State, to go to John Gruden's offense.
Where is DK Metcalf?
DK Metcalf is not in the first round.
What?
In the first round.
Did you see his workout pictures?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Holy mercy.
So here's the thing. Metcalf's not in the first round. Devin Bush not in the first round
either.
All
right, then can I just go ahead and tell you that this mock draft is the worst one you've brought to us?
If you remember the last mock draft we did, which I think was an ESPN one, you had Devin Bush in the second round as well. So that's kind of the trend here, it seems.
Well, he's tiny, but I still think he can be a really productive player. You gotta have a good D line, and you gotta have a scheme that's gonna let him run around. He can't be asked to sit there in the box and shed blocks. He's gotta be a sideline to sideline guy. I think he's a guy you could. Mike, you can't give me the Lions taking a tight end at 8 and DK Metcalf not in the first round, because it makes me think that the person who did this enjoys narcotics.
Well, this is why it's a juicy mock draft.
It's juicy, all right.
The other receivers, you had Kelvin Harmon from NC State. They have the Raiders taking him as well.
Oh, my God.
Just to, you know, John Gruden's offense. And, so it was N'Keal Harry, Hollywood Brown, Kelvin Harmon are the receivers going in the first. But, yeah, no DK Metcalf, no Devin Bush.
No Hulk smash? Oh, my God. I will tell you, though, Metcalf's got to be careful. You get that big, you're going to cost yourself some speed.
He looked huge in that
photo. I've never seen anything like it. He makes David Boston look like a ballerina.
Yeah. Look like a linebacker.
248-539-9797, Michael. Excellent work.
Yeah. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.